Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn says roads are open, including County Road 15 from Morristown, but County Road 11 is still single lane with debris removal. Crews remain at Roberts Lake Boulevard north of 180th Street. He said right now they're trying to get the word out to everyone within Rice County to assess your needs and damages.
If you live in the city of Northfield, Dundas, Faribault, anywhere, call our non-emergency storm hotline, which is 1-833-643-7423.
He warns those helping to use caution.
Fortunately, we've only had one reported incident with a chainsaw, and that was my biggest fear, because you have a lot of people using chainsaws that aren't used to it. And it's a very good tool, but it's a very dangerous tool if not used properly.
They have volunteer organizations that specialize in that kind of help. What they can't do is get your trees hauled away, at least for now. As for damages to buildings,
as of right now, we have 221 homes, farms, businesses that have suffered some kind of damage. And just in Morristown alone, we know that we have approximately 12 that are uninhabitable.
Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson told the city council yesterday,
"We're putting the process together for our home assessment here in town. That's not us assessing damage amounts. It's just figuring out, do we have 20 homes damaged, 50 homes damaged, and just generally, is it light damage, catastrophic damage? We know we don't have that."
Morristown took the brunt of the storms with an EF2. Dunn added,
"It's just a miracle when you see the damage that it left behind, that nobody was seriously injured or killed."
He was coming in on the backside of the storm from Owatonna when he had to pull over because he couldn't see.
"It kind of clipped me, and about 90 seconds later, I was able to see a little bit, so I started going, and probably 30 yards in front of me, power lines, trees all the way across the road that had come down."
The devastation is something to look at, but he warns those wanting to see it to use caution. They already had a couple of crashes due to those gawking and not paying attention. He was on the Wayne Eddy affair this morning. That will be up on our website this afternoon. Northfield Shares has set up a form for tornado relief efforts to help connect volunteers with people offering to help. We have a link on kymnradio.net and on our Facebook page. This is for the areas of Bridgewater Township, Dundas, and Northfield. The Northfield City Council yesterday afternoon authorized using garbage fund reserves to pay for storm cleanup. Public Works Director Dave Bennett said there's $1 million available. They also extended the emergency proclamation, taking the step to possibly be awarded FEMA dollars, although FEMA has tight parameters of what they'll cover. The new compost drop-off is at Babcock Rodeo site on Highway 3. They'll be open extended hours from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. That started this morning. The compost site on Armstrong Road is closed. However, the city has a contract with a company that will grind logs with the hope to open up that site again as space is made. The site is open for Dundas residents, too. The city of Cannon Falls has lifted their state of emergency as they've been able to get power restored, and they'll be holding a coordinated volunteer day this Saturday. Further details will come out tomorrow. All city parks and trails remain closed. The full press release is on kymnradio.net. And on Saturday night, the Northfield Historical Society was to present cemetery stories at the Northfield Cemetery on Division Street. The storms hit the cemetery, making it impossible. Not to be deterred, Plan B took the show to Bridge Square. Board members and volunteers lit the tiki torches. KYMN provided our sound system. Chairs were brought out and battery-operated lights lit the six actors who came to tell the stories of legends and heroes. Executive Director Kathy Osterman asked the crowd for donations to help in the restoration of the cemetery and raised $240. Pictures of the cemetery are on kymnradio.net. Photo credit to Ryan Dullen. News from around the state is next.